Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me at the same time, the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, and now a new additional radio station signal. We're all very, very excited about it. Lots of new listeners. 94.9 FM. That's 94.9 FM. You can now hear Dimitri live and dangerously local. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, all right here, River Talk Radio Network. Then Thursdays and Fridays, it's Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local on the River Talk radio stations, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And for those who are new to the program, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is also the force multiplier of truth. Thank you. Thank you. New designation that we got here. It's official, by the way. It's official. All right, fine. A little bit later on, we've got this. I think it's going to be a really, really interesting, really, really telling semi-scientific survey. This is about Trump lovers. If you love Donald Trump, this is actually tailor-made for you. Oh, if you love Donald Trump and if you hate pedophiles, this is tailor-made for you. We're going to do this in a little while. But I'll give you a heads up right now. The phone number, again, put it in your phone and put it as a star like your favorites. It's Dimitri's Hotline, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. The question we're going to be asking is this. Should President Trump continue to protect the people on the Jeffrey Epstein list and the men who flew to Epstein Island? You call and say yes or no and give us your reason why. 740-325-1490. This is tearing apart MAGA Nation. I got to tell you, hardcore Trump supporters are on both sides of this issue. I've never seen anything like it. I really haven't. And so, because this is the heart of MAGA Nation, all 55 counties in West Virginia, as well as Southeast Ohio and the western parts of Maryland and Southwestern Pennsylvania, Washington, Green, Fayette, all red. All, this is the heart of MAGA Nation. Here it is. We're right in the middle of this thing. So if you feel strongly about President Trump, but you also feel strongly about pedophiles, this survey is tailor-made for you. Again, the Dimitri Hotline, 740-325-1490, 740-325-1490. Now, 1 month anniversary of the flash flood tragedy that washed away so many lives, so many homes, so many businesses, so many dreams. So many people are still suffering, living in hotels, living with friends, neighbors. If you heard the exclusive interview this morning with Tony Campbell, they need washing machines and dryers for their clothes. What are they going to do? How do they keep their clothes clean? Lots and lots of really, really heartbreaking stuff. And the local media at first pretty much ignored what I've been hammering on for a few weeks now about where the hell are the local, not the local, but the politicians representing us in D.C. Two United States senators, Senator Shelley Moore Capito, Senator Jim Justice, and Congressman Riley Moore, who is the nephew of Shelley Moore Capito, United States Senator. All three of them in D.C. And I've been hammering away at this, and I've been including their office phone numbers in much of the posts that I have done, including the Facebook live stream, including this Facebook live stream. I am encouraging people to call them. Don't email, call them. Be very courteous, be very professional. Say your full name. Hi, John Smith, where do you live? 123 Main Street, Wheeling, West Virginia, 26003. And what do you want to talk about with Senator Shelley Moore Capito? What about us? What about our flood victims? What are you doing to get the disaster declaration so that individuals and businesses and government entities can all be made whole to be reimbursed for all the tragedy here? I'm astonished that these three have apparently, virtually no clout in Washington, D.C. At least that's what they want you to think, because what they're saying is, oh, yeah, we're working really hard to do this. We're working really hard. And yet we have nothing to you have nothing to show for it. So if you're working really hard, if you're telling us the truth, and you have produced zero results, how good are you? Again, the math for this is very simple. It's been 1 month, one county, and three representatives in Washington, D.C. One plus three equals zero. That's the new math. So what exactly have these people been doing? They've been telling the useless local reporters here for our useless local media, oh yeah, we're doing everything we can. We've been working really, really hard on this. And maybe they're telling the truth. And then again, maybe not. So how do you nail this thing down? Because as you know, I host an evidence-based talk show. If I have evidence, I will tell you, I have the evidence, here's the document, and we'll get to the Sam's Club diesel disaster stonewalling in just a bit. And I do have that documentation too. But if I don't have the documentation, I will tell you, this is my opinion based on, and then I'll cite my sources. So let's, and you can actually follow along now with this. Let's see what our representatives, the two United States senators and the congressmen who are saying, oh yes, we're working really hard on this. We're doing all sorts of stuff. And we can't figure out why, you know, nobody is, declaring this a disaster. Let's see what they've been up to. Well, how do you do that, Dimitri? A very simple way is to look at their news releases. Their news releases tell you what they've been up to. They want you to know what they've been up to. And so what we can do now, and again, you can play along with me, is we can go to the websites of all three of them. And let's take a look at the news releases and see how many of them were about the flood victims and when. Let's start with Shelley Moore Capital. I'm at hers right now, her website. And I'm clicking press releases. And you can play along with me here. It's not hard. Press releases, July 11th. Chairman Capito announces funding for statewide truck parking project. July 11, video. Capito highlights West Virginia's impact on NOAA operations, weather warning system improvement. July 9, WPE favorably reports NRC and EPA nominees, approves GSA resolutions at business meeting. July 7, Capito participates in ribbon cutting for Fayette Town Park's new bike skills area. July 3rd, Capito wishes West Virginians a happy Independence Day. July 2, Capito Justice applaud appointment of Matt Harvey and Moore Capito as U.S. attorneys for Western Pennsylvania by President Trump. Moore Capito, that's her loser son. July 1, Chairman Capito supports passage of Republican reconciliation bill. July 1, Capito votes to pass a Republican reconciliation bill. June 26, video. Capito commends Air Force and Space Force leaders on successful Iran strikes. June 25, Capito questions Attorney General Pam Blondie at DOJ budget request hearing. June 25, Chairman Capito releases update EPW budget reconciliation text. June 25, Chairman Capito opening statement at hearing to consider Turner Wright nominations. June 24, Capito colleagues reintroduce bill to create cybersecurity office related to criminal infrastructure. June 23, photos, video, Capito, Noam, Scott celebrate opening of Monarch Hall at Advanced Training Center. June 20, in case you missed it, photos, Capito participates in ribbon-cutting ceremony for new Rehab Science and Athletics Center at the University of Charleston. June 16, 2 days after the flood, Capito and Justice release statement following flooding in Ohio and Marion counties. June 16, Capito joins Cassidy Republican colleagues in demanding an end to Biden-era flood insurance premiums. And then June 13. Now, you could have followed along with me in real time with this. Shelley Moore Capito. Oh, yes, we're working very hard. We're flagging this and we're making phone calls. Every press release for the past month, was about something else other than this one couple days after the flood. What about Jim Justice? Well, I'm glad that you asked. Here are the press releases for United States Senator Jim Justice. Again, you can play along. Go to his website. Senator Justice, Senator Capito applaud appointment of Matt Harvey and more Capito as U.S. Attorney for West Virginia, by President Trump. That's July 2nd. Let's see. This one is July 1. Senator Justice highlights West Virginia tax revenue for fiscal year 2025. I wonder if that includes the taxes that he hasn't paid. July 1, Senator Justice statement on the Senate passage of One Big Beautiful Bill. Let's see here. July 1. All right, here's the next one. It's loading here. All right. June 26, Senator Justice introduces a West Virginia native, Dr. Paul Legg, at aging committee hearing. June 16, Senator Justice and Senator Capito release statement following flooding in Ohio and Marion counties. And then another one, June 13, Senator Justice meeting. Again, exactly one, couple days after the flooding. That's it, Senator Justice. Well, what about Riley Moore? What about Congressman Riley Moore? I'm glad that you asked. Let's see here. July 8, Rep. Moore announces over... Oh, that's in the news. Wait a minute. Read the full story. Okay, July 8. Here we go. Congressman Moore announces over $2 million recovered for West Virginians. All right. Be nice if you could also get money recovery to protect or to help our flood victims. July 4, op-ed in West Virginia papers. One Big Beautiful Bill delivers for West Virginia. I guess he wrote one. July 3, Rep. Moore votes yes on One Big Beautiful Bill. June 25, Fox News Digital. New bill would revive National Coal Council. June 25, Rep. Moore votes yes on first appropriations bill. Let's see. June 24, a Catholic news agency. Bondi confirms investigation into murder of DC 5. June 23, Spirit of Jefferson, Nome joins lawmakers for ribbon cutting at CBP facility in Harper's Ferry. June 22, local lawmakers support strikes on Iran. June 20, West Virginia leaders seek disaster declaration for flooding. Well, that must be nice. So that's what these three have been up to. Don't take my word for it. Take their word for it. And it's not even their word. You can actually read it on their websites. You have to understand the importance of news releases, press releases. Politicians want you to know all the good stuff they've been doing. For a couple of obvious reasons. One, it's enlightened self-interest that it makes them more popular, more likely to be reelected. Okay, fine. But also because we, in theory, are their bosses. They're supposed to be representing us. And so they're giving us all of this information, all of these press releases, about all the stuff that they're doing. And I believe them. There's no reason for them to lie about this. If they were lying, which I don't believe they are, it'd be very easy enough to find out. So here you have the local media essentially running cover for these politicians, for Senator Shelley Moore Capito, Senator Jim Justice, Congressman Riley Moore, who is Shelley Moore Capito's favorite nephew. She installed him as your congressman. You have all the local media here running interference for them, saying, oh, look at all this stuff they're doing. They're telling us they're working really hard. But again, the math is real simple. You cannot dispute the math. 1 + 1 + 3 equals 0. 1 month, one county, three politicians in D.C. equals 0. And now we're starting the second month. And all these news stories that you're now suddenly reading, because I've been hammering away at these people saying, you got to call them, you got to let them know, got to ask them, you know, what about us? What about our flood victims? Now the local media is circling the wagons to protect the reputations of Shelley Moore Capito, United States Senator, and Jim Justice, United States Senator, and Riley Moore, Congressman, nephew of Shelley Moore Capito. Because combined, they've produced zero. Don't take my word for it. Take their word for it. Did any of these useless reporters think to ask, well, what have you been doing over the past 30 days? But of course, you don't have to ask. Just go to their websites. They'll tell you. And other than one news release a couple days after the flood saying, this is terrible, we need to do something. They sure have been really, really, really busy doing lots and lots of other things, including Shelley Moore Capito, making sure that she got another cushy job for her loser son as a U.S. attorney now.